Yet, some parents cannot afford it. But the fact that we are collecting low fee does not make us to have low quality. We have the standard we have been given many years back is what we are giving back to these children.
Hmm.
Okay. And that's why every time we always make people to understand that AFED is not the type of school they are looking at, that because they are in shanty areas, they are not having enough infrastructure, they cannot offer quality. No, that's not the truth. We are offering the quality that we know, even our own children, we put them in our schools. That will show that we know what we are doing. The quality we are giving these students, they have gone to higher institution and they are brilliantly reporting back, and we are happy to have them. We have produced a lot of university graduates along this line, and we thank God that these students are doing very fine with that low amount we are collecting from the parents.
Hmm. Okay, let me come in here, Mrs. Dadan, and let's talk about first the low amount. How do the schools make it work? They collect so low fees, and you know they're still running these schools. How? What are the challenges involved with low cost private schools and running them?
There are so many. We have so many challenges. Part of them is the structure that the government is looking for from us, and we cannot meet up to that level. But at the same time, that's why we are, you know, making noise, speaking out that people should come and, you know, see to how they can assist us in the area of this infrastructure and allowing us to have access to loan so that we'll be able to develop our schools. It is in so doing that many of us will be able to expand and do better even at that low rate.
Hmm. Okay.
So most of our teachers, we bring them in, we train them by ourselves in service training, and they are doing far, far better than some of these graduates of today that most of them, when they blow grammar, our students will be collecting them.
I was going to talk about the infrastructures you have. Now, looking at parents paying as low as 5,000, 3,000, how do you now pay these teachers?
That is the point. So we go as far as we continue to, you know, skills ourselves to manage to have turnover from time to time.
Okay.
And this is why we are, even out of that 5,000 naira that we are still paying, I mean, we are collecting, some of these children, these parents, they carry over these school fees. They don't pay, they find it difficult to meet up every time. That is in the primary section,
okay,
not in the secondary section.
Okay.
Because we have primary section, we have secondary section.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, also, the main response from government, what has it been like?
Yes, it has been so wonderful. Because gone are the days, they don't give us a hearing.
Okay.
But these days, they listen to us, they sit down with us, and, you know, give us some ideas. They are even, you know, introducing some banks to us now.
Because I think you need more than ideas. You need more action.
Yeah.
We are
hammering on education bank, and we are still on that topic.
Okay.
Because we need education bank. If we can have agricultural bank,
mm-hmm,
we need educational bank.
Mrs. Dada, in your line of thought with educational bank, what would be the purpose of these banks? How would they operate?
They will focus on schools.
Okay.
And look into how to improve on every area of our school quality. Not only the infrastructure. You see, teaching and learning, when we see the teaching and learning outcome, we'll be able to see if really learning is taking place in that school. It is not the beautiful structure that we are looking at this time around. It is what is coming out of that structure that is much more important to us. These children are our focus. They are our life. We depend, we believe so much in them. When we see them, you know, moving forward, we are happy.
Okay.
When we have about 10 pupils in a class, and 8 of them are standing up with confidence to be able to defend themselves anywhere, we are very glad. Yes. So we know that the remaining 2, we work on them to meet up with the remaining 8. So these are our joy. So when we say we need assistance, it is not only for that infrastructure. It is for teaching and learning outcome to be beautiful. So that we will not produce all these jargons we are seeing on the street today of graduates who cannot even make a complete sentence. When you see a graduate, you take a graduate to the classroom to go and teach a GSS3 student. You see this GSS3 student, this student, they are just the type you cannot play around with. When they know something, they will prove
they
the knowledge.
Challenge you.
So when they start challenging a graduate in the class, you yourself, who is the school owner, you feel ashamed of yourself.
Interesting.
So you rather take a school start and train that school start in service training, then you let that teacher meet up with that class. You'll be confident and you'll be able to say, of indeed, this one is doing the best.
All right.
So how many teachers? Okay, we actually have...
We have some of the students in the studio, but before we start talking to them, guys, if you want to be a part of this one, please call us, okay? 0809-670-2550. That's the number to call. If you can't call, you can always send text messages, 0809-993-1035. Share your thoughts. How can these schools be better developed? What suggestions do you have for people running these schools? What experiences, what stories do you have to share as well? If you have some of these schools in your area, what are the experiences that you have witnessed? What stories do you have to share? Please do be a part of the show, okay? 0096702550. Now, like Fumi was saying, we have two students in the studio.
Three
actually. My bad. We've got three. We've got two big girls and one little shining star. Okay, so we're going to start from one of the students.
Introduce yourself
and let us know what school you go to.
Shining stars, and when you hear them, you see that we are bringing out better stuff.
So we want to hear. Everybody should listen right now. Introduce yourself. Tell us the name of your school and what class you are.
Okay, my name is Paul Agatha. I attend Rockford International College. I'm in SS3.
Whoa.
Okay, SS3. Yeah, quota to go. When are you writing YAC?
Next year.
Okay, next year. Looking forward
to that
one.
So
okay.
Are you in sciences or arts? Which
art.
Art. Why are you in arts? What do you want to be when you grow up?
She's even trying to
like, so you're trying to take our job.
I want to take my job from you right now.
Anyway, Agatha, let me ask. How did you get into Rockford College? But first off, where is Rockford College for people who don't know?
Rockford is in Ikorodu, Agan, in Fanuga, number one.
Okay. All right. And how have you been there since GSS1?
No, I started in SS1 second time.
So where did you go to for your GS classes?
I went to Kingdom International School.
Okay. So
right. Why did you switch?
I came to stay with my mom in Ikorodu, so I had to move down.
All right, now, I'm sure since you go to your school, you probably understand the experiences and the challenges more than anybody else. Being in that school, I haven't gone there for 3 years. What would you say is the biggest challenge, for a school like yours and the many schools like yours across Lagos? What is the biggest challenge? And talk about this from the perspective of a student.
Teachers, I would say teachers.
The teachers,
yeah. Okay. Some of the teachers are not so serious. Okay, they are serious, but in the sense that money and stuff like that tend to come late to school just because of
their salary. Maybe they're not well paid.
Yeah, okay. And also students are lacking. Students are lacking because not enough teachers. You see, a teacher taking two subjects and stuff like that, which is not supposed to be so. And also the structure of the school tends to push people out, parents coming to complain, stuff like that, and taking their children away from the school, and it's almost sad.
Okay, so let's imagine that 10 years from now, you're a big newscaster, the biggest newscaster in Nigeria. What ways would you help your school?
In money, financially, I'll help them financially, and also psychologically.
What about the teachers you talked about? What are you going to do about the teachers?
Yeah, we'll try to employ more teachers 10 years from now when I have.
So you're not they're actually qualified.
They are qualified, but they are not much.
They're not so you need more teachers.
Let's go back to financially. You can't just throw money at the problem.
Yeah.
How would you spend this money?
Exactly.
What would you do? Would you build a new school, invest in new blackboards? What exactly would you do with your money? 10 years from now. So spend your future money now.
Okay. First, I will see my principal.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about what he wants to do with the money.
Okay.
Then I'll just give the money to him.
All right.
Okay,
no,
that's a good one.
All right. Now, she's not the only one in the studio. We've also got another one in the studio. Just like we did with Agatha, you've got to introduce yourself. Let us know what school you're going to and what class you're in.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Samuel Mirabel from Rockford College. Just like her, I'm in SS3.
Okay. Oh. You're also quarter to go. Fantastic.
Are you in art class as well?
Actually, I'm a commercial student.
Oh, commercial. That's a commerce and account.
So
that's
what do you what do you want to be when you grow up?
An accountant.
An accountant.
You love money, don't you? You like having money.
So okay. Why did you choose accountant? Why are you choosing accountant?
Well, I love calculating. It's part of me. I love assessing, researching, arranging. I'm used to things like that, information. So I followed my passion, decided to be a commercial student.
That's a good one. So tell us about the challenges you are facing in your school. Is it the same challenge as she said, or you have?
Yeah, I'll go with what she said, because the teachers are very qualified to teach the student, but out of stress, you know, low salary. She said the teacher teaches two subjects, yes. Because in some situations, you find the teacher taking up to 3, 4, 5 subjects.
And that's not ideal.
That's not ideal because the number of teachers are less.
Okay. So if you could improve the school, you focus on the number of teachers.
I'll focus on the number of teachers and also give the adequate equipment that they need. Like in, for a teacher now, there are no teaching aids to aid the students in the learning. So I focus more on that, get what they need, and also other things too that they also need.
I was going to ask about your facilities, but art students really don't need facilities like science students that need a lab. And how is your lab in the school? How are their practicals? How do they do all those things? If you're studying physics, if you have
chemistry, biology,
you need to work in the lab for all those. So how is your lab?
Actually, to be sincere, the school has no lab.
Okay.
So sometimes when it gets to the practical part, sometimes we skip the practicals. We don't do it at all, since there are no enough facilities to engage in it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Remember, you can be a part of the show. 009-670-2550. Like I said, we've got one more shining star in the building.
Yeah.
We'll talk to her in just a little bit.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's absolutely cute.
Don't be shy.
We'll go to a quick break. Oh, please. Oh, great music. Alternative music coming up between 9 and 3 o'clock, of course. And then we'll come back. We'll talk some more to, Mrs. Dada and all of the students we've got in the studio. Let's talk about low-cost private schools. How can they be made better? What are your experiences generally with them? And you know, well, before we go, let's pick this call. Hello, Top Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. You're me.
Good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling from?
Good afternoon to you, Mrs. Dada.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm the other student. Good afternoon,
Oxy. Good afternoon.
All right. I just love this program that you brought up, Yomi. And what I can say about the school is that I just pray for them that she continue and they should never relax. And for Mrs. Dada, God will continue to be with her, because I have to, it's not only the private school, even though some secondary school that belongs to government, it doesn't have enough equipment, especially the science stream, because I also passed through that stage, like throughout my SX, we don't even do any practical at school. So I'm just praying that our government should just turn up and help. It's not only the private school. It's happened to the secondary school that belongs to the government. So what can we say about that? Just wishing that government should just listen to these people and help them in any way. And to the other school also, they should improve it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the show. Okay, we're gonna go on that break. Like I said, pay a few bills and then play you some great music. Up next, right after we pay the bills, this is Bez with My Baby. We'll be right back. It's Top Radio 90.9, the Afternoon Drive Show, and of course, we are talking education. Top Radio 90.9, A Man Be God, right there by Kenny, and of course, Bez with My Baby just before that. 34 minutes after 2 o'clock, through Top Radio 90.9. We've got the education special going on, and of course, we've got some brilliant, amazing superstars in here. We spoke to a couple of them already, and now it's time to talk to the little shining superstar. I'm going to let her introduce herself. First off, let's hear your name.
My name is Amazing Emmanuel.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
7 years old.
I told
old.
You she's so cute.
What class are you in?
I'm in primary four.
Okay. You're in primary four. What would you like to be in future?
Okay, she's thinking about it.
You want to be a doctor? Okay, that's a good one there.
Fantastic. Okay, so what school do you go to?
To Rockford
International
School. Okay. So the same school as your school.
So Rockford has got primary and secondary.
Oh, primary and secondary.
All right, fantastic. Stay amazing, all right? We'll talk to you in just a little bit. But let's go back to Mrs. Dada. And, you know, we've talked to the students. We can already tell that the learning outcomes at these schools are not exactly different. Just because...
I would say they're actually doing a great job.
Yeah, just because the fees are low doesn't mean that, you know, the learning outcomes is different, which is going to be the fear for a lot of people. But in terms of the people that low-cost private schools target, we're talking about people who can afford to pay for expensive schools and still don't want to send their children to public schools which are free because they are scared of the quality. And so it's remarkable that, you know, AFED and its schools are keeping up the quality, because that is why these people are going to squeeze themselves.
Quality.
I mean, because they are public schools that are free. But rather than send their kids to those schools, they'll still squeeze themselves, pay, you know, the little they can, just to get that quality. And so we've got to give you a lot of kudos, you know, in terms of this quality that you guys are still putting together. But let's talk about how we can help. How we can help. And we being the public and the government. First, let's talk about the government. We've talked about the educational banks. We've talked about, you know, ensuring that, you know, they help you access loans and they bring you up to speed a lot slower. But you know what? Let's take this call and then we'll continue. Hello, Top Radio.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Akino. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
All right, how are you doing today, my man?
What is it?
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, so I'm guessing you want to be a part of the conversation, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ms. Dada, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
And I pray God should continue to give you the wisdom to be able to move that school to a permanent site in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, Agbeno, do you have any experiences in terms of low-cost schools in your area? Do you know of any of them?
Yes, I attended one when...
Oh,
okay, let's hear about it.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, then I was in one. And, you know, we just had this, experience like Mrs. Dada. You know, things were not going very smoothly then, and the God just sent us to help Mrs. Dada. And very, very paying much then, and, you know, she and her husband were the teacher, the only teacher in that school.
Fantastic. So it was just one woman and her husband?
Yes, one woman.
And how many students? How many students?
Me, in my class, were like 15.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that is absolutely amazing. Is the school still existing right now?
Yes, the school is still existing. Is that Ogun?
Okay, you know what? Abena, when you hammer, do all you can to help your school, okay?
Exactly, you have to.
I will definitely, because one, the man is dead now.
Oh, okay.
The father, the soldier, the man is dead, and I'll never forget them. They did a wonderful job.
All right, fantastic. So that is one person with a testimony, a personal testimony.
Actually think we need more people that will be doing this.
We need more people that will be doing this. And of course, let's talk to Mr. Dada on how we can get those more people. So if somebody is listening right now and they've been touched by, you know, the stories today that they've heard, and they want to help impact, you know, AFED and the schools under AFED, how can they go about it?
Let me start from that. Different types of schools you mentioned initially.
Mm-hmm.
We say fingers are not equal. We have the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
You have eyebrow schools in which you have millions, you send your children there, and you pay. We have schools that are not up to 100 and you can afford it.
100,000?
Yes. And you have public schools where you will not pay anything at all, and you have the same education you want to have. But there are some areas in this Lagos state that there is no public school, and the parents there, they cannot afford eyebrow school or all these big schools, yet the children must not be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
This is areas we are very, very much available. And that is why we keep saying it, that the fact that we are catering for low income homes does not make our quality to be low. Talking about help, yes, government has, like I said earlier on, government has been so magnanimous. Before, there is nothing like table conference with them. They don't listen to us.
I wanted to ask you, has government always been magnanimous? Or no, have they just changed?
No, they have just changed.
Okay, okay.
They have changed. Especially, you know, the past administration.
Mm-hmm.
Fashola and our commissioner there.
Okay.
Mrs. Olayinka.
Okay.
She was so magnanimous and she brought us in and she listened as a mother. That she's not a mother of public school alone, she's a mother of both public and private school. That has given us the inclusion to be part of the stakeholders in the system. So with that,
rather than being left out.
Exactly. Rather than leaving us out and treating us
differently.
But this time around, they brought us in, they listened to us, they understand what and what we are in for. And they begin to understand that, okay, you people, the government cannot do it alone. You can assist. Since you are complementing this effort, this is how we want you to go about it.
Okay.
And with that, we appreciate that.
Oh.
That's why we said government has been magnanimous. Before, they don't listen to us.
Mm.
All right. Now, the government that we are talking about, the money they are using is taxpayers' money. We cannot tell them to come and use that money for us. But there are some individual that, you know, can have that, you know, soccer, because the zeal for these children that we are carrying all over the place. At least my schools, when I say my schools, I mean affairs schools.
Yeah, schools under
affairs. In Lagos State alone, we are over 10,000.
I was going to ask for you to tell us the name of some of your schools and the areas.
10,000.
I was going to. But then when you said 10,000.
So if I have to do,
I know about Kennedy in Makokobo. Yeah, I know about Kennedy. He's been featured in many international websites, and you know.
And it's our patron that discovered him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only
professor
one.
From Newcastle.
Of course, that's Professor Tuli. He's the one who discovered him, and he has been doing a lot of things to back us up internationally.
Okay, fantastic.
He wrote a book. They call it The Beautiful Tree. That's the name of Afet. That's the name he gave to us. He said, we are the beautiful tree. Because the work we are doing, he discovered that he's so magnanimous. That the stuffs that he's seen in all our schools are wonderful stuffs. These children, they can do a lot of things that he least expected they can do. In the classroom and outside the classroom.
Okay, Mrs. Dada.
So we are looking at individual now.
Yeah, how can these individuals help? If they want to get across to AFED, for example, how can they get across to AFED?
We have our email, we have our phone numbers, okay. We have, even in our websites, we have our website.
Okay, let's get those details. The website, the email, the phone number. Let's get as many as we can.
I think my own phone number,
mm-hmm.
let me just give at least two.
Okay.
One, 0802-281-58899.
Okay.
Can I repeat it?
Yes.
0802-281-58899.
Okay.
0802-926-2294. Let me leave it at this two.
Okay.
Then the email. Let me give my own email.
Mm-hmm.
dadaifejola@gmail.com.
Okay. And I also know that the AFED website
AFED
is...
AFED website, AFED dot...
info.
Info.
Okay. All right. So at www.afed.info.
We are working on that website now. I want to be...
Okay.
But for now, you can still get us on that website.
Okay. Fantastic. So guys, I mean, it's been great having you in the studio.
Yeah, at this point, this is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a cause I would love to support in my own way. And, you know, as time goes on, we just wish you all the best, really. And if you know that you have the capacity to assist them, these are people that, you know, I think sometimes we don't need to make noise about building house in Asokoro, 35. You know, yesterday I saw something about somebody making cake of 70-something million dollars.
Yeah, 48.9 million pounds.
I think the joy of life is to see human being
exactly succeeding,
excelling, yeah. And you will say, "Oh, thank God, I contributed
that
to this
is how
to
it
this
should
life."
Be.
It is much more important than 1 million houses. It is much more important than 1 million cars. It is much more important than all these things, assets that we are carrying on about. Because at the end of the day, all these things will perish. But what God is going to ask of me and you is, how much have you been able to affect life? And that is what AFED is doing. And that is why I have my vision and mission is to affect life.
Fantastic.
And to wipe away tears from so many homes. Because so many homes, we have been able to develop at least 2-3 children in a home. And it's bringing life back to that home.
Yeah, because
that they are least expected that their children can become somebody in life.
Yeah.
These are things a man and woman should look up to do instead of playing around with money. Hmm. Because tomorrow, that individual will not forget you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mrs. Dada, for coming on the show. The last time you came, I said we'd love to have you back. Now you're back again. I would still love to have you back.
I'm always available. Because I have passion for this.
You don't need to tell us.
I really have passion for it.
It is very obvious.
It's something I have passion for as well. I understand how it feels. And the truth is, seeing the quality of girls that we have in the studio right now, they speak well, they carry themselves. Also, they are beautiful, and yes, they can stand anywhere.
And they are prefects.
We have social prefects, and we have the head girl,
and the social prefect.
And looking at them, they can stand anywhere. Even
during,
if you travel abroad, you can still fit
in. This holiday, this
summer school.
This end of the year party I went around, about 5 schools gave me award. When I get to their gathering, I'm always happy when I see them. You see these students vibrating. In fact, I feel happy because with little amount we are collecting from these students, they are vibrating, and when they speak, in fact, my heart just melts. Because when you see children like this,
that's
and
your
you
joy.
Are seeing
that's your joy.
What you are inputting in them, in fact, the joy is just high. So this is what I want people to have at the back of their mind. So that tomorrow we will look back and say, oh, our children are doing fine. Instead of seeing all our children on the street, being touts, being agbero. It's not supposed to be our joy. Because when political period is around, they will bring them. They kill themselves and go away. It's not the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is to see these children, you know, going places. And that is my own passion.
Day. All right, thank you very much,
God
Mrs. Dada, once
you,
again. Guys, all the best with your work next year,
yes,
all right?
All the best. I trust you. I trust you already.
Okay, Top Radio 94.9, 47 minutes after 2. We got to go on a quick break and then get ready for the world news at 3. Of course, all you need to know, politics, entertainment, and of course, sports as well. This is As a Pitchers with the Prayer. First of all, pay a few bills, and then, of course, we'll be right back for the world news at 3.